A teenager with a pale oval face and long straight hair and a ponytail is looking directly at a TV camera. Her smiling face almost fills the camera frame, and it is lit by studio lights. The background of this interview set is completely black. Throughout this film, the interviewers are off screen.
I'm a very funny person. I like to make people laugh. I'm loving. I'm just a down-to-earth person. What you see is what you get. I'm not made to, you know, be a bad person or anything, so.
The title page with white letters against black background reads, Haley Crabtree.
But I feel like I can do anything. One day I think I'll be able to do everything I want to do. I want to go to New York City and meet the cast of All My Children.
The cast members of All My Children briefly appear.
Yeah. He's very real. I think some of these talk shows are fake. I really don't think Ricky Lake is at all real. Spaghetti. My dad makes a mean batch of spaghetti. It's so good. Oh. I don't like grilled cheese. My dad doesn't either. I like to go to every state pageant in the 50 United States. I like to dance around when I'm watching pageants because, you know, that's what I do. I watch pageants because one day I want to be in pageants. So I learned from the interview. I learned from the girls just to be in it.
Snapshots of Haley and Miss America contestants consecutively appear. We see a photo of Haley wearing a Miss America crown and a blonde woman in her early 20s by her side. The image slowly zooms into this woman's face.
I grew up in Livonia. I have lived in a house with my parents since I was 4 years old in Livonia.
Home video footage of a family in a living room. Four little children are unwrapping Christmas presents.
And around fourth grade, my parents were divorced. But that brought in many new people to my family. I have a stepfather, a stepmother, and three more brothers, in addition to the original three. So I'm the only girl with a pack of six boys. And my brother, he wrote this beautiful poem about me, and it was just amazing to see that devotion that he had. It was about a dancer who was soaring through the sky, and then she dropped and looked up, and the crowd applauded. And then back in a corner was a boy with tears in his eyes saying, "That's my sister."
The title page reads Madonna Emond. Madonna looks directly at the camera in a TV studio. In a narrow hallway, Madonna is pointing at a photo collage.
I have been dancing in so many different areas for so long. I took tap, actually, for the longest. And jazz is just something I think that expresses me the best. And it really helps me connect as an entertainer. I find for stage, it gets the audience and judges going to be upbeat and to dance fast, yeah.
And next we'll be performing a jazz routine, contestant number 9, Madonna Emond.
Fast cut music montage of Madonna dancing and still photos of her from her childhood to the present. She dances fast, leaps over the floor, spins on her foot, and does the split. She raises her hand in a pose.
I love dancing.
The title of the movie, Haley and Madonna, appears.
I get up at 6:30 and my mom gets me dressed because, you know, I can't dress myself. I usually have my medicine. I take a whole bunch of medicines. I take a Digipan. I take for my bladder problems. And I take Claritin and all that stuff, and I take an Advil because of my muscle spasms. I've had 4 eye surgeries. My left side, this side, goes in. So the first one, they thought it was gonna work, and then it didn't. And then the second one, They just tried to do it again. They did. They do both eyes. The last one, I didn't even remember because they gave me some medicine. And I just said to my dad, I'm tired. I want to go to sleep. This past weekend, I stood for a long time and my heel started to hurt. I think that's the only time it's hurt badly. Like, not to the point where I had to go to the hospital, but it hurt. But I told my mom and she took care of it.
Tell me what you know about your disability and what is it called?
It's called cerebral palsy, which means my leg turns in. It just does. It turns in.
Several quick cuts of Haley's feet affected by cerebral palsy. They are thin, crooked, and turn inward at the knees. A black graphic page with white letters reads, Haley Crabtree was born in Greensboro, North Carolina, October
21st, 1989. Dear Haley, happy birthday to you.
The last line reading, with cerebral palsy, is added.
I had a prolapsed cord at delivery. I pushed the cord out. The cord came out. And she got lack of oxygen to her brain, and then that left her with cerebral palsy.
Tracy Crabtree, Haley's mother.
She did good for 2 weeks, and they sent her home, and then she had the bleed. She had a bleed in her head.
And the belt kept setting off. So they took me to my pediatrician, and he said I was fine.
And he was like, I don't see anything, but you say she's grunting. Because when they go, little newborns, there's something wrong. So we sent her to the hospital, and she just kept getting worse, wouldn't breathe, till they ended up having to put a tube down her throat.
The nurse had to hold me down because I wasn't breathing right.
It took about 2 days. They kept doing head ultrasounds, and nothing was showing up. So they finally took her down and had a CT done. And then they saw it, and they saw it was out of, they call it the germinal matrix. It's the newborn part of the brain. So that's how they knew it was from delivery. She had, like, they grade them a 1 to a 4, 4 being the worst, and she had a 4. So they told us she probably would never speak, probably have to communicate through a computer. They said that she probably would walk funny, you know, which she does.
Haley walks in her school's library with her legs bent, dragging her feet.
They thought I was going to be a vegetable. I could have been retarded, but I'm not.
Well, when I took her to her neurologist, I think she was like 6 or 7 months old. She could do a trick on her back. You could say, grab your foot, grab your other foot. Now say ba, and she'd go ba. And that was like, he was amazed. He was blown away. Uh-huh. He said right then, he said, I would have never thought she would learn.
Sure.
So he kind of said, you know, I think she's going to be able to learn some now.
Home video footage of the Crabtrees shows Haley smiling when she was a baby.
She didn't smile for a real long time after that bleed, because, you know, it takes muscles in your face to...
Sure.
But I had Rachel and Casey, and they were like 3 and 5. They were constantly in her face. They're talking and everything, and I think they had a lot to do with her. I know they did.
Uh-huh.
It was constant brain stimulation of people talking to her.
Home video footage shows Haley crawling toward the video camera when she was a baby.
I've always known I was handicapped because my parents would tell me, you know, there's something wrong with you. You have to wear braces. I had to wear this, I don't know what you call it, the belt. And, like, for my braces...
AFOs, they call them, which are ankle-foot orthotics. She had a corner chair at one time. You know, it would hold her posture up. Mm-hmm. And she has, like, a forearm crutch. She's had a wheelchair before for her to be able to go on her field trips at school and stuff. But now she has an Amigo.
I keep it at school. When I'm at home, I do not need it. I can hold on to stuff. I have the strength in my muscles, but my classes this year are so far away that my physical therapist is scared that I'll tire out.
Haley is walking in the school library. The camera follows the movement of Haley's feet, and the image becomes black and white in slow motion. Haley's feet slowly become superimposed with Madonna's dancing feet in slow motion in black and white. The image turns into color in regular motion. Madonna spins on her leg on the floor at the dance studio.
My brother and I were diagnosed with a hormone deficiency, leaving my brother with a type of dwarfism. And then something that I experienced in grade school, where I was playing a softball game.
Now dramatized footage of Madonna practicing softball when she was in grade school.
We were practicing the night before our first game.
Denise Lashinsky, Madonna's mother.
In fact, her three brothers were there. They were helping the coach, and she had gotten on base, and she was running around the bases.
Dramatized footage of the accident.
And she got to third base, and her brother said, "Go, Madonna, go." And then as she went into home plate, he said, "Slide." And she slid, and her leg broke like a twig.
Dramatized footage of Madonna being brought to the hospital.
And everybody came running in, and we called the ambulance. And as soon as they cut the sweats off, we could see that her leg was obviously broken. The bone had come through, and it was pretty bad. So we got her to the hospital. And the first thing that someone who obviously was new told me, there was a chance that she might have to have her leg amputated. And all I did was beg him to do everything they could to save it. And the next doctor came out and said that yes, it was a really bad break, and that they would probably have to do surgery and probably put a pin in it, and then she'd have to go through therapy, and it'd be a long time before she could walk, let alone dance again, which broke our hearts, because by eighth grade she was in love with dance. It was very much a part of her life. She was doing competitive dance at the time, and of course as a mom, that was secondary. I was just glad they were saving her leg. Mm-hmm. Well, then the head doctor came in, and he looked at me and he said, "No, she hasn't matured yet. We really feel that there's a good chance that her bone will heal." And they went ahead and they just set it. There wasn't even surgery done. It hasn't healed exactly the way we'd like it to. She does have about a half an inch shorter leg. Actually, she's a very determined young lady, and she wasn't going to let it get her down. They said that it would be a long time before she could walk normally, let alone dance. But I do believe that she started competing about a year after she broke her leg.
Madonna is working out in a fitness gym.
It took a lot of physical therapy, a lot of self-motivation and perseverance. To this day, I wear lifts in my shoes because it's less painful walking across campus when my legs are more equal. When I'm on the dance floor, though, they don't make dance shoes that have that sort of lift. It's been difficult, but through heating pads and chiropractors, I have been able to continue practicing and continue with my mentality, and that's what's helped me.
Actually, that leg is the stronger leg now. I think it made her a stronger person. I think it made her more determined than ever.
Although it didn't affect my education so much, it did affect opportunities that I had, and it certainly affected my perspective on things and the fact that you need your family support, you need medical support, you need your community to help you continue on through the path of life. The fact that I love being on stage, I love dancing, I love the music, and when you're out there, you don't think about the pain, you just keep going.
Madonna's face becomes Haley's.
How do you write in school?
I have a computer, a little typewriter that I write on.
You can't use a pencil and a pen?
I can write, but you can't read it. So.
And why is that?
Because the way I write is funky. So.
And that's because of your disability?
Yeah. My hand coordination isn't.
Virginia Nelson, University of Michigan Health System.
Cerebral palsy is a disorder of children and adults. It's caused by damage to the brain, to the part of the brain that affects how we move our bodies. There are various types of cerebral palsy and various ways of classifying it. Spastic, which means basically tight muscles. There's hypotonic, which means low muscle tone or weak muscles. There's also what we call dyskinetic, which means abnormal movements. And that can be athetoid, which are writhing movements. The more somebody tries to do something or reach for something, the harder it is for them to reach their hand toward that object. There's also ataxia, which is primarily a balance problem. And Haley has spastic.
Haley is playing air hockey with her family in an indoor game center. She walks unstably on her bent legs and tries to balance.
Cerebral palsy is not contagious. It's not progressive. Once somebody has damage to the brain, the damage doesn't go away.
Approximately 500,000 people in the United States are diagnosed with cerebral palsy. That's about one individual.
We have difficulties in feeding, bladder and bowel control, problems with breathing because of postural difficulties.
Spastic is the most common form of cerebral palsy.
Characterized by an inability to fully control motor function, particularly muscle control.
Related to the developmental and childbearing processes. The condition is not inherited.
We can't make cerebral palsy go away. It's not like treating strep throat with penicillin. We can cure it. Cerebral palsy is not curable.
The image dissolves into the scenery of Saginaw, Michigan on a sunny day. Now a school bus picks Haley up at her house early in the morning. Tracy pushes Haley in her wheelchair to the bus in front of the house. This one-story house is located in a quiet residential area. Tracy helps Haley get on the bus. Haley arrives at her middle school. Haley's school aide holds her hand to assist her to the building. The caption reads, Swan Valley Middle School.
Do you have a favorite subject in school that you really enjoy?
Choir. Because, as you know, I sing pretty.
Do you always remember liking singing?
Yeah, I sang since I was 2, so it's come natural.
What about math or English or history?
I like English. That would probably be my second favorite subject. Because all you do is write and read. That's all you do. Math, it's more thinking. I had to be put in a special ed math because I was in a regular math class. I would cry at night because the work was way too hard. And now I get A's and B's. I have a grade point average of 3.7.
Do you take gym class?
No, I really can't do gym because of the physical activity. So I'm a library aide, so I go to the library and usually do my homework or something like that. That is what keeps me from taking homework home.
I did.
Now Haley is ready to go home. Her school aide helps her onto the bus and waves. Then the aide returns to the school building.
I understand your dad plays a mean guitar.
He's good, yeah.
Haley's father, playing a guitar, sits with her on the edge of her bed in her room. Haley sings along with his guitar.
You seem to have a very special bond with your mom.
Uh-huh. We're very, very close because she has to get me dressed every morning.
You tell your mom everything?
Mm-hmm.
She keeps me in line. I don't know, it's like she has the sixth sense, you know. She can look right at me and say exactly what I need to hear at the time.
You have a younger brother.
Oh, yeah.
Haley's little brother looks at a camcorder held by Haley in the dining room.
Jesus loves me.
He's very, very cute. He likes Wheel of Fortune and stuff. We like to play Wheel of Fortune, and he's really cute.
Her brother sits on Haley's bed and smiles at Haley.
He has a girlfriend.
No, I don't.
Does he understand your disability? Does he question you?
He understands it. Yeah, he helps me. Sometimes he really doesn't question me. He questions Mom and Dad.
Now he asks me, why does Haley walk like that?
Casey, stop!
Haley's sisters are arguing.
Give me that lash!
What about your sisters, your two older sisters? Who are they?
Well, my one sister's in college. She's very, very nice. Same goes with Casey. Now, Casey is in high school.
Well, you know, sacrifice, of course.
Is it frustrating to them sometimes?
Oh, I'm sure, because, yeah, they never had any kind of outbursts or anything like that. So, I mean, to me, they've seemed fine with it. But inside, you know, I wonder sometimes. But they sure don't show it.
We all sing as a family.
Music is something that's special to your family.
Mm-hmm.
Haley and her father are performing in her room, the image of the Crabtree's house outside. The scene fades into black. The black fades into the footage of a sunrise, the scenery of Ypsilanti, Michigan, an image of a school building. The caption reads, Eastern Michigan University, Ypsilanti, Michigan. Madonna is taking an exam in a classroom.
I am approaching my final year at Eastern Michigan University. I will be student teaching soon, earning my major in French and a minor in physical education. I've been a tutor for the last 3 years in various communities. That has really been a delightful situation because working one-on-one with children is what I like to do, and educating them and showing them my passion for French and science and math. And I've also worked with a dance studio, helping other youngsters create that passion for dancing that I have.
In a concert hall, young women in flashy, tight dance costumes line up on stage and dance. The caption reads, 2003 Miss Michigan Pageant.
I had always watched the Miss America pageant and always wondered if I could ever do that. And I thought, in order to be Miss America, you have to win a pageant when you're 8, and then 9, and then 10, and just keep going through all the levels. But I had a girlfriend who I danced with for many years that said, no, all you have to do is win a local, and then your state pageant, and then Miss America. And I said, 3 steps, no problem. I entered my first pageant the June after I graduated from high school. I was 18 years old, and I did local pageants that entire year, and it took me 6 tries before I won a local pageant. And I won the Miss Redford Township pageant, and then went on to Miss Michigan that first year and did very well, and then won the title of Miss Washtenaw County the year after that, and went on to Miss Michigan again and did well again. And so now I'm preparing for my 3rd trip, hopefully my final trip to Miss Michigan and on to Miss America.
Now at a house party, Madonna sits on a chair and shows something to Denise standing by her.
Madonna is very close to everybody. As far as a mother-daughter relationship, I have to say that we probably have the best. She can talk to me about anything, and I can talk to her about anything. She's very close to her brothers. She's proud of every one of them, her stepbrothers too.
The most unique fact about me is the fact that I have 6 brothers, no sisters. So I was very much the odd one in the family.
They love it, I think. They come to Miss Michigan and they watch me and they cheer me on. They make fun of me all the way.
Arm in arm, Madonna is walking with her father in front of the pageant theater.
I guess what you would consider a very typical daddy's girl. He's so proud of her. I think he was more hesitant about the pageants than I was, which is typical for a father. I mean, it's not easy to watch your daughter walk across the stage in a swimsuit. Or her brothers. I mean, even her brothers were like, oh my God, it's my sister.
Now several quick cuts of images of Eastern Michigan University. Madonna sits at a desk and is doing her homework on a computer.
I am a big believer that education is lifelong. It's an endless process. And my enthusiasm for this, not only do I want to pass on to my students, but I want to pass on to the students who may not be getting that type of education. My platform is the education and recreation for students with special needs.
Madonna first started in pageants. She had to have a platform. That's part of the Miss America organization. And Madonna has always worked for causes, something that meant. But in doing that and in getting her platform, it helped to realize that there's people out there that have a lot worse problems than her. So she doesn't consider herself having a disability. She looks at somebody like Haley, and she says, wow, my life is a piece of cake compared to what she's had to go through.
Now Haley walks toward the TV set with a videotape in her hand. She inserts and plays it in a VCR. She sits on a sofa and sings opera along with a Miss America contestant on the screen.
Describe a quote, a day in the life of Haley, from the moment she wakes up to the moment she goes to bed.
Well, I want to say pageants. I mean, that's the first, that's what's on her mind 24 hours a day.
Why do you like pageants so much?
I haven't enjoyed everything that has clapping in them, whether it be pageants or game shows. Those are my two things that I enjoy. So I guess the way I am and the way I like clapping.
My older girls, I had them like in a little youth pageant, and I bought the tape, and she would sit there and watch it. She'd like to sit there and clap. She started watching them, so I started taking her to some, and then I started buying more tapes, and it just snowballed to where now she knows the Miss Americas and, you know.
Now Haley sits on a couch while watching a Miss America contestant's clog dance performance. She gets excited, stands up, and dances with the performance.
You like to read?
Yeah.
What books do you read?
Program books.
Program books?
The Miss America program books.
Haley, in her room, shows her Miss America program book to the camera.
Program book. I read those front to back, page to page.
What do you find in them?
Just about the contestants and if they have a farewell speech. I like to read those. And
she says, despite challenging life circumstances.
You walk into her bedroom, and from floor to ceiling, she has lined with pageants. Not just Miss America, not just the state pageants, but local pageants from across the country. I introduced her to one of my girlfriends. Little did I know, she already knew who she was.
Now the footage of the 2001 Miss North Carolina pageant. One of the contestants holds Haley's hand on stage. Haley waves toward the audience.
I know why she likes it is because when I started taking her to them, these girls are going for scholarship money and they all have platforms and community service. So they're all, most of the time, are always really nice girls. Mm-hmm. You know, and they really pay a lot of attention to her and talk to her and befriend her. Mm-hmm. And so then it just kept going from there.
Haley, you are awesome, girl. I love seeing you all over the place. God bless you. Stacy Essebagers, Miss Michigan 2001.
An autographed photo of Stacy Essebagers.
The year that Stacy Essebagers went to Miss Michigan, we went to Miss America. And Miss Massachusetts that year, her platform was disabilities. And she ended up getting first runner-up to Miss America. And she befriended Haley and gave her, it's called, to Overcome Disabilities Award or something.
The hostess said to me, stay there. She pointed to me. She's like, somebody wants to see you. Then Abby came down, and she started crying on me. She started crying and crying, and she would not let go. And then she said, let's get an autographed picture.
Please give a warm welcome to our very own.
Now, video footage of Haley when younger, which shows her on stage with Miss Riley, 1999. She wears a dark dress and a crown. They walk forward, and Haley blows the audience kisses.
At this time, we'd like to welcome to our stage Jimmy Crabtree and his daughters. The whole Crabtree family is here tonight. And in that family consists of Miss Honorary Miss Riley, Haley Crabtree. And they're going to come out tonight and perform for us, and we're very honored to have them. So please make the Crabtree family welcome.
Haley and her sisters appear on stage singing with their father on guitar. Haley is sitting in front of her standing sisters. The scene turns into the Crabtree's home video footage showing Haley in slow motion. She blows out the candles on her birthday cake. She moves around in the house with a big smile. Haley, her sisters, and brother see their Christmas presents and run toward them with delight. She walks with her new shoes and falls in the living room. She and her brother are pulled in a cart trailed by a small tractor. Haley and her family pose in front of their video camera in the living room. The scene turns into the performance at the Miss Riley pageant.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Haley waves and blows kisses to the audience. The audience gives the Crabtrees a standing ovation. The scene fades to black. Now, the scene of street interviews downtown Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Can you tell me your opinion about the Miss America pageant, please?
Well, I feel it's very entertaining.
It's degrading to women.
I don't see it as sexist or anything like that.
I don't generally see a lot of women that look like me.
Quite a bit of fun.
I think it's kind of dumb, and like I think it's kind of stupid that people say stuff like, oh, well, you know, I wish there was world peace and stuff like that.
I think it's a lot based upon, you know, like money, sex, and drugs kind of thing.
Jobs with acting and photography and modeling.
It's basically just a whole bunch of models.
I think that I should be Miss America.
It's going to be a good president.
I don't know anything about the Miss America pageant.
You know, when they win the pageant, you know, they end up doing good things for the community and whatnot, don't they?
They do try to ask intelligent questions these days, and I hope that when the judges tally the scores, that the intellectual content of the answers is weighed in, and it's not just about the bathing suit competition.
You know, some scholarship money, that should be wonderful. I mean, I don't see why not.
If you have or had a daughter, what would your opinion be about her entering?
I wouldn't support it.
Well, that's up to her. That will be her decision.
The only prizes that the girls are going to get are scholarships. So it's foolish.
Laura Hempton, executive director of the Miss Great Lakes Program, Michigan.
The modeling business to get into a Miss America preliminary.
Emphasizes too much on the physical appearance of women.
I'm not sure how I feel about how much importance is put on the aesthetic part of the female.
In the Miss America system, 40% of their score is based on their interview. 30% is based on their talent. And then it's 10% evening gown, 10% swimsuit, and then there's a composite of 10%. So actually 70%, and possibly including the composite, 80% is based on nothing to do with the way they look.
I'd rather have her investing in education or other things.
We don't charge entry fees. In our system, the girls don't pay anything. When they're first starting out, they would need an evening gown and a swimsuit and a dress or suit to wear in an interview. But other than that, there are no expenses, personally.
Somebody's trying to pull somebody's strings and make money.
In the Miss America program, volunteers make nothing. I don't get paid because I'm out there raising money. This is my hobby.
And the winner of the $500 Artistic Expression Scholarship is...
Now at the 2003 Miss Michigan pageant, Madonna is awarded a prize on stage.
Miss America is really a self-improvement program and a scholarship program. It teaches interview skills. They learn so much about how to handle themselves in this world.
It is the way I define myself.
I'm fearful that our...
Now, Madonna is in a pageant interview session.
I don't feel it is because we need to educate our community.
I know more about who I am because never in my life have I been asked so many times, who are you? What do you want to do with your life? What do you want to be when you grow up? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? And these questions are questions that internally we ask ourselves.
Can only improve your life, you know? So, and the community service issue makes you a better person, gives you a better soul.
What do you think about the women who compete in these pageants?
They have a lot of guts. I have to say, they have a lot of guts because most people don't compete in pageants because of stereotypes. Just take Erin Moss, for example. She was...
It's amazing. At 13, she will watch these pageants and interviews and things, and she'll say, she should have said that more clearly. Bad answer.
She'll look at me and she'll say, Madonna, you know, I watched your last interview, And you really messed up that last question.
You know, that promotes Haley's self-esteem, but the love they get back from Haley, I'm sure, promotes their self-esteem.
My favorite part is the humor part.
Oh.
I mean, I can stand bathing suits, yes. Miss America needs to be physically fit, yes.
But I think that Miss America will always be a woman of her times.
I learned that you can be anyone.
I think that the pageant will evolve as society evolves.
What do you mean by you can be anyone and be in a pageant?
It doesn't matter if you're black, white, any ethnicity, if you got a disability. It doesn't matter if you're deaf, if you have Down syndrome, any disability, any ethnicity.
Now the footage shows a sled ice hockey game. Players sit on sleds holding sticks, which are shorter than regular hockey sticks. They row the sleds. Some players' legs are amputated. They play aggressively. Madonna keeps score in a box adjacent to the rink.
Finished helping a professor at Eastern Michigan University actually write an encyclopedia for adapted sport. He gave each member of his class a couple issues to research. One of those organizations was the sled hockey team. It's part of the Paralympics, and these athletes are all individuals who have lower extremity paralysis or amputations.
They sit on sleds, strapped into sleds with runners on the bottom. And then each athlete holds a hockey stick in their hand, and one end has got sharp picks on it.
Mike Pisarek, EMU special ed professor.
Sort of like a hockey stick. And so to propel themselves along the ice, they put their poles into the ice and they pick their way.
And watching this game, it was just like I was at a Red Wing game. It was fantastic to see the level of athletic skill that these athletes portrayed. When you would see them rolling down the street in their wheelchair, you wouldn't even imagine that they could play hockey.
Now Madonna is working at a special ed school. In a gym, she helps handicapped children play with equipment such as balls, tricycles, and a parachute.
I worked this past semester at the Old Village School in Northville. It's a fantastic facility. It's special education, and I worked in their adaptive physical education program. I look at a child and I see that we can educate them to be whatever he or she wants.
Madonna is wonderful with the students, has a very gentle, kind way in terms of working with the kids.
Art Fisher, supervisor of Old Village School.
Is working with disabled students, and I believe she's a wonderful ambassador for that just by the very way she works with kids.
I believe that being the education and being a teacher is such a noble profession. I want to be the teacher that is all about you can, you can, you can, and no one's going to tell you you can't.
Madonna and the students are holding a parachute spread on the floor. They have big smiles. Madonna sits on a chair with wheels and moves around. She follows a girl on a tricycle. She helps a girl play a bowling game with a slide. A pamphlet of a local pageant program shows a photo of Madonna on the front cover. She wears a white evening gown and a crown.
Madonna is a contestant in the Miss Michigan organization, and her platform is disabilities. And last year at Miss Michigan, she was there, and she got first runner-up. And we were at Miss Michigan, and we visited her every night and tried to cheer for her, you know, because I'm always wanting Haley's platform.
I met Haley at the Miss Heart of Michigan pageant about a year and a half ago, and I looked at her and she looked at me, and instantly our eyes sort of met as if we had been looking for each other for years. And she immediately threw her arms around me, and then as I got to know her, I realized what a dynamic young woman. She has such maturity and such a great outlook on life. She has In her 13-year-old brain, she has all of this knowledge about pageantry and life and education, and she's certainly one of my best friends.
Madonna smiles. Now in a room at the University of Michigan Hospital, a nurse is removing casts from Haley's feet with a saw and a chisel. A doctor examines her legs and talks to Tracy. Haley's father and Madonna are standing by the bed. Madonna holds Haley's hand.
You've had two surgeries on your legs.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I'm very tight. They thought I needed my heel cut back. They cut the heel cord to make my feet flat.
Split posterior tibial tendon transfer.
Virginia Nelson.
The orthopedic name for helping to make her foot so that her foot can be flat, and when she walks, she's able to have her foot flat as opposed to turning a way it shouldn't be turning.
I'm still tight. I don't want to be tight.
The particular surgery she had doesn't correct the spasticity she has, and spasticity is tight muscles and was not designed to correct that.
My doctor is going to do hip surgery to turn my hip so it won't be so tight. The hip is what makes me tight. So my foot still turns in.
It's harder on her to recover as she's getting older. It's taken longer. I mean, it took her forever to start walking again this time. Real slow, you know, and you're like, come on. Oh, come on, you can do it.
In a hospital hallway, Haley and Madonna looked at a photo album. Now Madonna dances in front of new contestants at a 2002 Miss Washtenaw County pageant, Michigan.
Madonna, Miss Washtenaw County, did a beautiful dance routine behind you as you were singing this song. Tell us about that song, why it's so special to you.
Well, actually, I didn't even know about it until my mom heard it on the radio. And she's like, oh, you gotta learn this, Haley, you gotta learn this.
I knew she could learn it because she had no trouble learning songs.
I learned it, and it touched me, and I've been singing it for Madonna.
She was performing that song in a Little Miss pageant, and she asked me to watch her perform, and I was immediately filled with tears. I thought, how true is that message that don't laugh at me because I'm different. Embrace my differences because that's what makes us all unique.
It has a good meaning.
So when I was giving up my title for Miss Washington, I said, could I perform a dance with you singing this?
And I said yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Haley and Madonna.
On stage, Haley sits on a chair with a microphone in her hand. She wears a light blue long sleeve shirt and hairband. Madonna, in a flashy green costume, stretches her left leg as she kneels on her right leg to start her dance routine. Madonna turns several times to move toward Haley. She steps and leaps. Denise Leshinsky.
Until you see it, you don't realize how powerful it is. There wasn't a dry eye in the place. It was wonderful. Don't call me
names. Don't get Laura Hampton.
I don't know what always causes a bond between two people, but I really think it's a lifelong one.
Madonna stretches both arms to pose like a bird flapping. Mike Pasoric.
It's a very unique way of interacting together in a creative way.
I'm thankful that people still can be touched.
Tracy Crabtree.
And, you know, because the world, it just gets meaner and colder every day. So when people start not being affected by Haley is when I'm going to be worried.
Madonna points her right arm toward Haley, raises and stretches her left arm straight over her head, and pauses in this pose at the end of the dance routine. Madonna walks toward Haley with tears in her eyes. She takes Haley's hand. Haley stands up and Madonna gives her a hug. They both look at the audience and bow. The scene fades to black. An image of a brown brick building. The caption reads, Community Television Network, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
When you came to the studio in Ann Arbor, kind of a long, long day, lots of shots, lots of technical things going on, and you cried.
In the TV studio, Haley is singing on a chair on the right side while Madonna dances on the left side. Haley stops singing. Haley shakes her arms and rocks her body. Madonna notices something is wrong with Haley. Haley covers her face with her hands and starts crying. Madonna walks toward Haley and gently puts her arm around Haley's shoulders.
Why did you cry?
Because I just forgot the words. And plus I was sick that day too. So
it's a little bit under the weather that day.
It wasn't that I was not happy to be there. I just started crying.
But when she dances,
Laura Hampton,
she has Haley's picture in her stocking, but she doesn't tell people.
I know what'll make you laugh.
Madonna goes behind Haley so Haley can't see her. Madonna raises both her arms up and tucks them behind her back as if she were imitating a monster and runs around in the studio to make Haley laugh.
She says that she's doing the leaps that Haley can't do, so she has Haley with her.
Madonna hugs Haley. The scene fades to black.
You were in a adaptive PE or gym class, right? What was that like, and what did you do?
Well, I had a boy, and he would, like, not let me do normal things. Like, right in the beginning of the year, we would go to the multipurpose room and not even go to gym class. And that made me very upset, because right before that, you know, I had been not in the gym class, but it was okay, I guess. But that, like, made me mad. But then, like, he would, like, throw a ball to me and stuff.
Way back in 1975, when the Education for All Handicapped Children's Act was first passed, which really...
Mike Passaret.
Talked about what type of programs would be suitable for children with disabilities. And within the law, physical education is the only subject area that is specifically mentioned. It is required for all students with disabilities who are receiving a free and appropriate education, age 3 to 21. And a lot of our schools don't realize that physical education is a direct service and is really required under the law.
It's been in the past that Haley has experienced teachers that aren't willing to go that extra mile, and that's unfortunate because it deters her from really trying.
Regular public schools need to have qualified teachers, first of all. They need to understand the learning styles of all their students, not just students with disabilities. Again, going back to the federal law, the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, that law is very specific, and it does say that each student shall be placed in the least restrictive environment.
You think the teachers are just inexperienced?
I do.
Mostly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for her to be in such a good a school as she's in, you know, regular school, yeah. Most of kids with disabilities.
Ask your schools about the physical education program. If your child is not enrolled in a physical education program, ask them why not. Ask them the qualifications of the physical education teacher.
Many children and adults who have cerebral palsy are
Virginia Nelson.
Very competent, although they may do things differently than the rest of us.
The number one thing that education provides for individuals with disabilities is it helps open up a window of opportunity.
Rita A. Yanger, University of Michigan Health System.
In the future, helping her become more independent.
At her school, Haley rides her motorized wheelchair slowly through the hallway. Students who see Haley say hi or walk away from her. Haley is left alone in the hallway.
Does she have close friends?
She has, like, a couple that will call her on the phone. And even this one little girl that was called her on the phone, you know, we've even had her spend the night. Then she had a birthday party, a sleepover, and didn't invite Haley. And I said, oh, she said, but she could only have 10 people. And I'm thinking, 10? And you weren't in the 10?
My best friend is my assistant, Mrs. K.
Mrs. K?
Yeah. Her real name is Mrs. Kurzeski, because I can tell her anything. We can talk about our kids, anything. So.
How does she assist you in school?
She helps me, like, math and math, like, writing, and just spends the day with me 7 hours each day. Just walking with me and making sure that I have everything and stuff.
You grew up in North Carolina for the first part of your life.
Oh, yes, I did.
You've only been in Michigan a few years.
2 years, yeah.
What you'd like to tell people here about who Haley is?
Well, my friends in North Carolina were pretty understanding because I was in the elementary school for 6 years and everybody knew me and stuff. Here, they don't understand very well. I don't think they understand that people with disabilities are normal people. They have feelings.
Do you notice people staring at you?
Yeah, but you know what? It doesn't bother me.
A little girl is staring at Haley.
It doesn't. They can stare at me all they want. And you know what I'll do? I'll just smile at them because it really doesn't bother me.
Why do you think they do that?
Because they don't understand me. They think, you know, I'm a mean person. But that's because they don't get to know me. You can't judge someone because you don't know them.
Okay, girl, we got 5 minutes to get stretched out.
Now Haley is lying on a hospital bed. Her physical therapist straddles her legs and tries to stretch them.
Physical therapy is going good.
That must be awfully hard to endure.
Yeah, especially when I don't want to go. I have to get stretched every 2 days a week and just walk.
Haley's therapy, in terms of physical therapy, for example,
Rita A. Yanger,
involves range of motion therapy or stretching of the muscles, the tight muscles, because a muscle tends to assume the length it's maintained at. So the longer you can hold it stretched out, the more likely it is to stretch out. And I think one of the things is therapy for these individuals can get very tiresome over time because they're frequently doing it for years. They do a day in and day out, and they're doing it for 15, 20 years.
Are you drained after it?
I'm usually tired after physical therapy.
Don't laugh at me. Don't call me.
Now, Haley, assisted by her therapist, is pulling rubber strings attached to her body to strengthen her feet. Next, she is on a bed with equipment for flexing legs with weights. She grimaces with pain. Then Tracy throws a beach ball to her, and she tries to catch it but misses. Haley holds two thin sticks in both hands and does a walking exercise.
Don't laugh at me.
You have a boyfriend.
Yes, I do. Uh-huh.
Tell us about him.
Okay, see, he understands. He's one of the people that understands. His name is AJ, and he's younger than me.
Ooh.
Do you worry about her as she's getting older, like dating and boys? And
yeah, and, you know, the female thing getting ready to kick in, and, you know. See, that's one thing I've been bad about, too.
I was in France in September. I was fortunate enough to be accompanied by my then boyfriend of 4 years, JP.
Photos of Madonna and her boyfriend in Paris, France.
And we were on the Eiffel Tower, our first night in Paris. We had our camcorder there and we were filming the beautiful scene from the Eiffel Tower.
Video footage of Paris scenery.
And he handed the film to his uncle, who was on the trip with us, and he started taping, and all of a sudden I look over, and there he is on one knee with this gorgeous ring. And I knew immediately what was to follow, but the shocker was that all of a sudden I hear this French coming out of his mouth. Will you marry me in French? I couldn't think, of course, to say yes in French. I had to say it in English. It was the most wonderful experience. I could have not dreamt of a better way to have someone ask me to marry them. And I love him so much because of the support. And it was a testimony that night, the fact that he knew that I love French so much and the fact that he knows I love pageantry so much and he's going to wait for me until my pageant years of competition are done.
A photo of the Eiffel Tower. The image blurs and turns into Haley's face as she's interviewed.
Do you think you'll get married one day?
Oh, yeah. I know I'll get married.
Mm-hmm. Children?
That's a different story. Now, I think I'll have children. I don't want to have kids. Because I've been in and out of hospitals forever. They scare me half to death. Just gonna say, every time I've had surgery, I've cried. Because I don't want to go in there. And I even told my dad to tell everyone, if I didn't make it out okay, that I love them. And especially Madonna.
We were very involved in church at the time when I had her. But then I realized if I hadn't have been in church, I wouldn't have been able to take it.
Do you ever wish that you were a quote-unquote normal kid with no disability?
You know, I am normal. Even if I have a disability, I'm normal. So I don't feel like I'm not normal. I'm normal.
Do the mothers sometimes feel that they're to blame somehow?
Probably.
Yeah.
I have.
Have you?
Uh-huh, because I was at the hospital and they told me not to push, you know, because I was early. But, you know, when the nurse is not looking, you're going to push, you know. You're thinking, oh, I'll get a push in, you know.
This is your third child.
Well, I pushed the cord out. The cord came out. But that's okay. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I didn't mean to.
Sure,
and it's,
sure.
Yeah. It could have happened anyway.
Have you ever thought about the bigger picture of disabilities and about, I know your family's religious,
mm-hmm.
and about God?
I don't blame him for my disability, if that's what you're getting to. I don't blame him for that. I don't. Because now other people, on the other hand, might, but I don't.
I think a lot of people sometimes like to take the easy road out and blame others.
Yeah.
So why do you think it happened to you?
Just because I think he wanted me to sing in this form, because then I could reach more people with the message that, no, you don't have to be perfect. But
so there's a purpose in this.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I'm glad that Haley was given to me. When I first had her, people used to say, God gives special children to special people. And I used to think, what does that mean? You know, I was like, I don't get it. Well, now I do. Because I have fought for, you know, I'm like, she needs a ramp to the playground. And they're like, we don't have it in our funding. And I'm like, you have to provide it for, you know, you have to be a fighter if you want to advocate for somebody. So I am.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing that I felt honored that I was given her, because he knew I could do it good, you know. But at first when they say that, God gives special children, you know, you used to think, I don't get it. But yeah, I guess he does.
An image of Tracy's interview turns into slow motion. The scene fades to black. In a TV studio, lights are lit abruptly one after another. Videotapes are ready to be recorded. The tape counter on the VCR starts running. The cameras are ready to shoot the performance of Haley and Madonna. In a panorama, Haley in silhouette sits on her chair on the right side. Madonna walks across the screen. She stretches out her left leg toward Haley and kneels on her right leg. The studio lights shine. Haley wears a brown shirt and gray skirt, and Madonna is in a flashy blue costume. Haley holds a microphone. Madonna slowly rotates her arm clockwise to begin the performance.
I'm a homeboy with glasses, the one they call the geek. A little girl who never smiles, cause I've got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep.
Madonna kicks her right leg and continues her routine.
You don't have to be my friend. Is it too much?
Madonna stretches both arms to pose like a bird flapping behind Haley. The video image of the performance turns into an animation sequence drawn in color pencil. Madonna spins on one leg repeatedly. Madonna slowly steps backward away from Haley with her right arm pointing toward Haley. The animation sequence becomes the video image. The scene fades to black.
The first runner-up to the Miss Michigan pageant 2002, Madonna Emond. Tell us about her.
She's very genuine. She's just very in tune with me. And I think we have a lot in common as far as pageants.
What would you like to tell Madonna?
I want to thank her for last weekend. And just that I love her and that she should be ready for Miss Michigan. Because I asked her about it 100 times, so she should be ready for it. And anything is possible. So.
Anything is possible.
The scene fades to black. Now scenery of a lake across from downtown Muskegon, Michigan appears on a bright sunny day. A crowd of people are standing in front of a theater. The caption reads, 2003 Miss Michigan Pageant. On stage, Madonna performs her jazz dance routine. Then she appears in a swimsuit and evening gown competitions. Now in the interview session on stage, the host asks Madonna a question.
Tell us about the documentary that you're a part of that's associated with your platform.
Absolutely. I met a beautiful, intelligent young woman about a year and a half ago. She has these gorgeous eyes. She has a way of expressing herself that is so much more mature than any other 13-year-old I've ever seen. And she happens to have cerebral palsy. But that doesn't let her down. In fact, we've decided to partner together to show everyone in the world that you can rise above a disability and showcase your abilities. She has a beautiful singing voice, and since I love to dance, we've partnered together with a performance that has raised many human interests. So we have decided to combat together and advocate for students with disabilities because it is about being who you are in the inside and not on the outside. And with my combination of my platform and her advocacy and the way she lives her life every day, we make a pretty powerful team.
Our first runner-up.
Madonna hugs another contestant on stage and listens to the announcement of the winner.
Is awarded to Miss Rickford Wayne County, Tracy Finlayson. Madonna Emond, Miss Great Lakes, is our new Miss Michigan 2003.
Madonna is moved to tears. Then she raises her hands in triumph. The former Miss Michigan puts the Miss Michigan crown on Madonna's head. The image turns into a graphic page reading, Madonna Emond, Miss Michigan 2003, competed for the Miss America title and was selected as one of the final 15 contestants. Emond became a finalist for the Quality of Life Award from the Miss America organization. The scene fades to black.
Besides doing interviews like this, is there anything else you can do or other persons with disabilities can do to help the rest of humanity understand better?
Just talk to them. I know there's not a lot of people with disabilities who can talk, but that's what I'm here for. So.
And you're doing a fabulous job of it.
Thank you.
You really should be commended for helping out the rest of us. I think you have a far greater understanding than people that are 3 times your age ever will.
I've been through a lot, so.
You've experienced a lifetime in a short time.
Mm-hmm.
I think beauty is the ability to positively affect the people around you.
Laura Hampton.
not just through your look, but through what you do. I think it's the ability to make a difference, make people feel better in their lives or about themselves.
More pageants?
Mm-hmm. Everywhere I go, I'll do pageants. Whether it's here, whether it's in North Carolina, anywhere.
You're a beautiful young lady, Haley.
Thank you.
Now the credit of the interviewees in this movie appears with their faces smiling. Haley Crabtree, Madonna Eamon, Tracy Crabtree, Denise Lashinsky, Virginia Nelson, Rita Ayanger, Laura Hempton, Mike Pasoric, Art Fisher. Interviewers, Edlina Ali, Tamika Harris, Kendall Imbrescia, Scott Merwin, Lucy Ann Lance, Nancy Romano, Doug Warshow. Actors, Luciana Costa, Kim McCullough. Music, The Crabtrees, Lawrence Miller, Tim Nagai. Illustration, Matt Cash. Creative advisor, Lucy Ann Lance. Producer and videographer, Tim Nagai. This program has been described for the blind and visually impaired. The description was read by Ian Scott. It was written by Tim Nagai and proofread by Peggy Stevens, Carol Morris, Margaret Wolf, Sonia Matthews, Paul Cartman, and Deborah Murray. Special thanks to the Washtenaw County Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled. This program was produced by Haley and Madonna Production, 2003 copyright. The facility was provided by Community Television Network, Ann Arbor, Michigan, and MCTV Network, Midland, Michigan.